Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. Bless this day to us, and thank you for this word of inspiration of your goodness towards us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, family. Our readings this morning is Psalm 118, and it's verses... with it 13 and 14. I was pushed hard so that I was falling, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I like it in the Amplified there, with not in the Amplified TPT, where he says the Lord is my glory song and my helper, my savior, my great God. Hallelujah. You know, we so, you know, with the TV and with all the bad news being shared and out there, we are all very conscious of a devil that comes. And how conscious of are we that all the good things, the perfect things, the perfect gifts that come to us, is Jesus coming. You know, you got that John 10:10, we all know it as well. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, or the thief comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and life in abundance. And before Christ, and even now that we are in Christ, I've just been reflecting. I'm visiting a friend, and we've done a lot of things together, and you know, how we're still alive is just a miracle. And that's the beauty of Jesus. That's Jesus making himself real. And because he made himself real, and I was pulled from the snares of death on many times, that is why it was also me getting to realize I need help. I'm a sinner. And to become a saint, I had to turn to the Lord. And I didn't know that. I didn't know you when you turn to the Lord and you look to the Lord, you're not a sinner any longer. You're a saint. I only found that out later. But guys, the truth is the goodness of the Lord is for the land of the living. And we've experienced him both before Christ and now in Christ. We're experiencing him. Why? Because he's ruling and reigning to draw all men unto him. So take hold of that. You married. I love that Romans 7 verse 4. He says you are married to another, even to him who has been raised from the dead, Jesus Christ, so as to bear fruits to God. Bear fruits to God. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for how he comes through for you. And let him be your glory song. And know that all the answers, all the blessings, all the light that comes to you is because Jesus Christ is ruling and reigning and coming in clouds of heaven. He's revealing himself here on the earth because he's drawing us, all men unto himself. I love that scripture in Colossians where it says Christ is your life. And whenever he is revealed, you are revealed with him in glory. So as you get into the word and the truth coming and motivating, and then the experience following, that is Jesus as the author and the perfecter of your faith. So know that he's real, know that he's with you, and know he's the savior of the world. Amen. The other scripture? No, I think that's enough. So yeah, be blessed because you are blessed, and set your mind on things above. Because that's where you are seated together with Christ. So know you are made to be to make a difference, to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed because you are blessed. Be holy because you are holy. Be a saint because you are no longer a sinner. You're still a sinner, then he done a bad job, because he's your savior. You can't save yourself. Jesus is your savior, and he is the one that we glorify, and we take hold of that which is laid up for us in heaven. And that's how we are saved. We are not saved by ourselves. We are saved through grace. And grace is a divine influence that God had in his heart for us from the beginning. And it's now been restored to us in Jesus. Amen. Because we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless before God in love. So be blessed because you are blessed. Amen.